World Liberty Financial NEARS, National Trust Bank Charter Approval. World Liberty Financial co-founder Zach Witkoff said, "The Trump-affiliated crypto venture is in the final stages of receiving conditional approval for a U.S. National Trust Bank charter," according to remarks shared on May 8, 2026. The disclosure, surfaced through a CoinMarketCap update, would place WLF inside the same federal regulatory framework that oversees national banks. A National Trust Bank charter is issued by the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. It does not let a firm take insured deposits, but it does authorize fiduciary activities, including custody of digital assets and stablecoin reserves under a federal regulator rather than a patchwork of state licenses. A federal stamp on a politically loaded project WLF launched in late 2024 with public backing from members of the Trump family and built its first product, the USD1 stablecoin, on the back of that brand. Conditional approval for a national charter would mark the first time a venture with that level of political proximity sat under direct OCC supervision for digital asset trust services. Anchorage Digital remains the only crypto-native firm with a full national trust charter from the OCC. A WLF approval would expand that very short list and pull a second, far more politically visible operator into the same regulatory lane. The conditional framing matters. OCC conditional approvals typically require an applicant to meet a set of operational, capital, and risk management benchmarks before the charter is finalized and the bank can open for business. A conditional grant is not a green light to operate. It is a signal that the application has cleared the substantive review. Reading the timing, WLF is pushing for the charter against a backdrop of broader Washington momentum on crypto. The administration is targeting a July 4th deadline for the Clarity Act, and the White House has telegraphed a strategic Bitcoin reserve announcement within weeks. A federally chartered crypto trust bank tied to the Trump family would slot neatly into that policy push. Stablecoin issuers have spent the past 18 months trying to consolidate reserves and custody under cleaner regulatory umbrellas. A national trust charter would let WLF custody USD1 reserves and any tokenized assets it issues without leaning on third-party custodians or a thicket of state money transmitter licenses. That is a real cost and operational improvement for any issuer at scale. Open questions. Witkoff's comments leave several details unresolved. The exact scope of the charter, the timeline between conditional and final approval, and any commitments WLF has made on conflicts of interest, given the family's political role, are all undisclosed. The OCC has not posted a public confirmation as of May 8, 2026. The price action in BTC and ETH did not move on the headline. Bitcoin sat at $80,134, down 0.7% on the day, and Ether at $2,094, down 1.4% at the time of writing. With the fear and greed index at a neutral 48, the signal here is structural rather than market moving. A politically connected stablecoin issuer is on track to be supervised by a federal banking regulator. For users, the practical implication is simple. If WLF receives the charter, USD1 reserve practices, redemption rights, and custody arrangements will sit under OCC examination authority. That is a stricter oversight regime than a state trust company license, even if it falls short of full deposit-insured banking.